Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Sousa Wacky.
We are going into the busiest shopping time of the year, and keeping your identity safe is as important as the gifts you buy. Well, good day, great day, and a new day, Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Yes, more and more people shop online today, and even with in-store shopping, you want to make sure that you do all that you can to make sure your identity is safe. And in the last year alone, over 10 million Americans were victims of some type of identity theft, and that was up from 8 million the previous year. So yes, this crime just continues to grow. And my guests today are going to discuss a number of things we can do to protect our identity, which can always bring you peace of mind. And my first guest is Robert Siciliano. He is the CEO of ID Theft Security, McAfee Security Consultant, as well as America's Television News Correspondent, Security Analyst, and the author of a book called The Safety Minute and another book called Living on High Alert, How to Take Control of Your Personal Security and Prevent Fraud. Well, welcome, Robert, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now, you have a lot of years. You have 29 years of experience in the security industry. How did you get involved in all this or in this field?
I have been speaking to issues of violence and theft prevention ever since I was a kid. I had been involved in a number of different victimization situations, whether it was me being victimized or young women in my life that I knew had been sexually assaulted. So over the years, understanding that not everybody is as nice as mommy and daddy, I started to do something about it. And I started to take different martial arts, and I started to teach all those around me about their personal security. And I also started to consume different products meant for personal protection, like non-lethal products like pepper sprays and stun guns, and eventually sold them or even gave them away to, again, many of the young females in my life. And then beyond that, I started doing things like personal bodyguarding, barroom bouncing, and started reading up on a lot of different books, all revolving around security. So just kind of gradually moved towards it. And also having a penchant for technology, I had always been, you know, kind of on top of what is new and ahead of what is next with technology and security, and saw that the internet was going to be really big then. So I got online back in the early 90s, and my small business was compromised, credit card fraud and so forth, and I was introduced to the world of hacking from that. And from there, just learned about identity theft and information security and fraud prevention for both, you know, the physical world and the virtual world. So here we are many years later, and, you know, I speak to this issue every single day.
Well, I'm sure through your view of the world is completely different than most people because it's so close to you. And you, like you said, you know, it's not as kind out there as we think it is. And so with us going into this time of year, which is the busiest shopping time of the year, what kinds of identity theft can happen? Or do you say that you see more often during these times?
So around the holidays, we're definitely concerned about numerous scams revolving around the holiday account takeover, which essentially is when somebody gets your credit card information and they begin to open up new accounts under your name. I'm sorry, a new account account takeover is when they get your existing credit card information and they make unauthorized charges to your card. That happens when you give your card out over the phone, online, or in person. So it's really important to pay very close attention to your credit card statements, looking for any unauthorized charges. I recommend looking at your statements online every couple of weeks and reconciling them with your paper receipts to make sure, again, that you were responsible for each and every charge. If not, you want to definitely contact your issuing bank, your credit card company, within, you know, one or two billing cycles to let them know that something erroneous has occurred. We're also receiving lots of, seeing lots of advertisements for different products and services. If you receive emails that look like they're coming from a legitimate retailer, often they're fake, designed to lure you into clicking links and to downloading information or to entering your personal information. A lot of these fake emails, we call them phishing emails. Bad guys sending out a line to get you to, you know, click links, which would infect your device, or you end up, you know, giving your credit card information to a bogus website.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the credit cards, some of them have the radio frequency ID on them. The Magstrip with the, your Magstrip has all the information. I saw on the news here probably about a year ago where people were actually able to pick that up by just walking by you. Is that so?
So there is some truth to that. There's two types of credit cards that we use here in the States, and one would be one that strictly has a magnetic stripe on it. And that's the most vulnerable. Anything with a mag stripe on it is very vulnerable to skimming. Even the card number just sits in the face of the card. Whereas RFID or near field communication, anything, a wireless credit card, you need to be within centimeters of that card and swipe that card against the reader in order for data to be read off of it. Now, that being said, there are, you know, millions and millions of magnetic stripe credit cards, whereas there's, you know, maybe 25 or 35 million radio frequency identification type cards or near field communication cards. There is a level of encryption in those wireless cards that is hard to crack. Can data be read in some circumstances, especially in older cards? Yes. But I would worry more about your magnetic stripe card than your wireless radio frequency identification cards. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. With both cards, you have to pay very close attention to your statements. That you have to repeat those charges as quickly as possible.
Well, that's what makes it so great today is if you are aware of this and, like you said, go online every couple weeks or even during this time every week, you know, make it a Friday on the to-do list, go in and check your credit cards and make sure that those charges are yours. And it's great that we can actually go on and do that. Now, you also, I've heard you say that there were three flaws in the systems, or I've heard that there are, that make identity theft possible. Are these what you were just talking about?
So what makes identity theft possible is that we use the Social Security number as our primary identifier, that we essentially have these nine numbers that are out there, and they're in filing cabinets and in databases, and anybody gets a hold of them can go ahead and open up new accounts under our name. So that fundamentally is the problem. We use this national ID as a primary identifier attached to our credit. Your Social Security number is never meant to be used for opening up new accounts under your name or for your financials or for your criminal history or credit history or for your insurance or anything. It was meant for Social Security benefits, and that's it. Beyond that, credit, as we know it, is wide open. So credit, well, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, the three major credit bureaus, they receive an application for credit, often has your Social Security number on it. And credit is, when I say credit's wide open, it means that anybody who gets your social with your basic personal information can fill out an application for credit and basically, you know, get credit under your name. There's no lock on the door for credit. And so it's very easy for somebody to get new accounts under your name. So that's the second thing is, you know, wide open credit. And the third thing is the way in which we identify our citizens in this country. We are identified based on paper and plastic documentation. You have your birth certificate, your Social Security card, and your driver's license, which the birth certificate and the Social Security card, there's multiple versions of each and easily can be counterfeited. And then the driver's license, while there is some security there, there's not enough that it can't just be reproduced. So over the years, you know, who hasn't had a fake ID at some point in their life? Many have, especially in college campuses today and back in the day. And anybody can just recreate a driver's license. And so with basic pertinent information, they can become you with a driver's license using a birth certificate and a Social Security card. And then they can get your Social Security number, and they can open up new credit under your name. So that's fundamentally, that's where all the problems lie.
How do you avoid all that? I mean, I know that there are ways that you can protect your identity, but I mean, some of those things seem so far-fetched or out of our control that we may not know that it's happened for a number of years.
Well, that's the problem. That's why we're having this conversation today, because it's really, out there, and often much of it is beyond the control of most citizens. You can't do anything about somebody just cloning your identity. If they want to do it, there's ways that they can do it. So what we as citizens need to do is put as many layers of protection up, as many systems in place as we can, so that we make it as difficult for the bad guy effectively to take over our identity, so that with all these things that we do, we become a tougher target. So
yeah, they'll move on to somebody easier, right?
That's really what it boils down to, yeah.
And I say, well, this person's too well protected. We're going to go on to somebody that's not. Well, you want to stay right here on AM 560 WIND. We're going to find out when you should not use your credit card when we get back. This is Aging Info Radio, and stay right here.
Hello and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about identity theft with the busiest shopping time of the year going on or just starting up right now. And I'm here with Robert Siciliano. He is the CEO and founder of ID Theft and Personal Security. And Robert's website is counteridentitytheft.com. Now, Robert, when should someone not use a credit card? Or don't you write when you don't recommend doing it?
So real quick, my actual website is idtheftsecurity.com.
Oh.
ID theft, no problem. ID theft. You have good information that's a little bit older. Idtheftsecurity.com. So when should you and should you not use a credit card? See, here's my philosophy behind that. I don't have a problem using my credit card. I use my credit card almost whenever I need to. Very rarely will I say I'm not going to use my credit card today because I fear for its security. I use my credit card over the phone, online, in a cab, when I travel internationally, when I go to Mexico. I use my credit card whenever and wherever. And here's the thing. I pay really close attention to my statements. I look at every single charge, and I make sure that every charge is authorized by me. And that's what people fall into trouble, because many people really just, you know, look at the minimum balance, or they pay the minimum balance, and they move forward. And that's when they get themselves in trouble. If they don't look at and scrutinize every single charge, then they end up paying for the dinner of an identity. So as long as you are doing that, paying attention to your statements, and one thing that I do recommend is when you're using it online, that in the address bar, it should say HTTPS, as in security, colon slash slash www. That HTTPS means that it's a secure page. So don't enter your credit card into unsecure pages, one that just have HTTP.
Now, we can protect our computers and identity a little, a few other ways, too. I know the S is important. What other things do you recommend?
Well, certainly, when it comes to protecting your digital devices, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, antivirus, and a firewall. Antivirus is necessary to protect you from viruses that bad guys create designed to steal your personal information. They spy on you. They record your usernames and passwords. They know what websites you visited. And some of them can actually assist in accessing and making transfers via your online banking account. So, but as long as you have antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, and a firewall, and your wireless connection to the internet is also protected, which means it needs a network key of sorts. And you're not, you know, plugging in personal information on these rogue third-party websites that you're unfamiliar with, that you might get to via a phishing email, or you're not gaming on websites in North Korea and stuff like that. You know, you're just basically staying local and not visiting malicious websites and keeping your hardware, software up to date. In general, you should be in pretty good shape.
Now, I would also like to know why you feel it's you would hesitate or think twice about giving a hotel a credit card.
So hotels historically have had problems with being big targets of fraud. In the past decade, with the major data breaches that we've had, hotels have fallen into place as one of those big targets because of the amount of personal information that they have on file. Hotels are getting better and better at protecting their data. And I would say today they're much, much better than they were just a couple of years back. So, again, if you are going to be giving a credit card to a hotel, just like any other retailer, you want to pay close attention to those statements.
You know, I'd like to know, Robert, do you think debit cards are better or more secure to use than credit cards? Or because they're attached to the banks, don't use them?
Good question. I rarely use my debit card. I use my debit card to make the occasional deposit and the occasional withdrawal. But I don't use my debit card as a check card. So you won't catch me going into a retailer and swiping my debit card and punching in a PIN code for a transaction, or just swiping my debit card to be used as a credit card. I just don't use my debit card to make payments. Because here's the thing. If your debit card is compromised, especially if your PIN code is compromised, then the money in your bank account can also be compromised, which means that if somebody gets your debit card number and they get your PIN, they can go ahead and then they can make ATM withdrawals from your account, which is an average maximum withdrawal for the day about $500. Mm-hmm. And they do that at 5 minutes to midnight, then they do it right after midnight, which is another $500, which includes $1,000. They do that until the bank account is liquidated. That being said, once your debit card is compromised, that's money out of your bank account. Or as with your credit card, that's money out of the credit card. It's their account. It's not money out of your bank account. So that's why I don't use a debit card, for that one reason. Because if the card's compromised, it's my cash. Whereas if the credit card is compromised, it's not coming out of my bank account.
Well, I think, too, credit card the banks that are distributing them have gotten very aware of identity theft and theft in general. And, you know, I get calls if they find something unusual. So they're being very proactive with this, which is, I'm sure it's helping, although identity theft continues to rise. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it is true. And both banks and credit card companies are both well aware of the issue of identity theft. But credit card companies seem to have more systems in place, better software for checking on potential fraud. They look for discrepancies in your purchasing. They look for irregularities and so forth. Whereas banks, they have systems in place, but not nearly as efficient. And also, there's different laws with banks versus banks and debit cards versus credit cards. By federal law, you only have a couple of days to refute unauthorized charges if your debit card is compromised. Whereas by federal law, you have 60 days to refute unauthorized charges if your credit card is compromised.
That's quite a different window. And Once again, I'm here with Robert Siciliano and his website. He is the CEO and founder of ID Theft and Personal Security, his website being idtheftsecurity.com. Now, is ID theft or identity theft or fraud considered a felony?
So basically anything that can get you a year in prison is considered a felony. Anything under that is considered a misdemeanor. And I believe there's a dollar amount attached to that. So today's identity theft laws generally make committing identity theft a felony. That being said, law enforcement is getting much better at finding, catching, and prosecuting criminals who commit these crimes. But still, you know, millions and millions of people are being victimized every single year. So ultimately, it is up to you and I, the potential victims, to make sure that we have systems in place to prevent being victimized.
Absolutely. And is it true that half the cases know one another, or is that a myth?
So familiar identity theft is when a family member, friend, coworker, employer, employee, and so forth, somebody that you know commits the crime. And some studies show 25%, some studies show 50%. I would guesstimate that as many as half of all identity theft occurrences occur between someone who knows someone and then has access to their personal information. So, for example, you know, parents steal the identities of children all the time. Kids steal their parents' identities in many situations, especially estranged parents from their children and their spouse. A former spouse. So that being said, when that type of identity theft occurs, it's much more difficult to prevent, and it's also much more difficult to recover from, because when there's a family relationship there, number one, parent doesn't want to prosecute the child, and number two, the creditors don't often look at familiar type identity theft as identity theft. They look at it as a family squabble of sorts, and generally, you know, family members are under the same contract, let's say, as the parent or wife and so on. So it's much harder to get fraudulent charges turned around. So it's very important that you have good relationships with your family members and that you are aware of if there's any potential drug abuse problems and what access they might have to your personal information, because I've worked with too many families who have been broken up as a result of fraud and drugs and stuff like that.
Oh, that's terrible. Now, I would like for you to give us your best tips. We have just a couple of minutes here, or not even that, on safe holiday spending. If you were to give us a tip of the day.
Again, make sure that the browser that you're using and the address bar, it says HTTPS, which means it's a secure page. Check your credit card statements every couple of weeks online to refute unauthorized charges. Make sure your PC is updated with antivirus, spyware, anti-phishing, and a firewall. I recommend that everybody go out and get what's called a fraud alert. A fraud alert keeps you in tune with the activity on your credit report. If, in fact, somebody is trying to open up a new account under your name, you're probably going to get a phone call from that creditor to confirm that you, in fact, are the one opening up that account.
And is, real quick, is this on your website?
You can go to idtheftsecurity.com or check out
McAfee.com. Stay right here on Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGA-LTC.com.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, beware of the half-truth. You may have gotten hold of the wrong half. My next guest is George Benton. He's an independent associate and small business specialist with Legal Shield. And we're going to find out more about identity theft, especially with it being one of the busiest times of the year for shopping. And welcome, George, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, there is my last guest was just talking a lot about identity theft and all the number of things that we can do to, you know, make sure that it doesn't happen or at least try and prevent it.
Sure.
Now, I would like for you to talk a little bit more about if someone would want to, say, monitor their credit. I know Legal Shield offers a lot, and we'll get a little bit more into that. But if somebody's looking for, that to be done, what do you recommend?
Sure, no problem. Well, regarding monitoring your credit, Legal Shield definitely offers a service that can do that. And however, credit is only about 17% of the actual identity theft. I'm saying that we're criminals target. Credit is only about 17% of that. The bulk of it, about 83%, is going to be like medical, driver's license, job, goods and services. So I would say the person would want to look at just what kind of monitoring they offer. They offer monitoring for across all three bureaus. And really the main thing that you want to look for regarding identity theft service is restoration, which is pretty much the meat of any kind of ID theft program. Without the restoration side, pretty much it's, I hate to say the word worthless, but very little value.
Well, I'm sure when this happens to somebody, there is a whole lot that goes on as far as, you know, fixing the damages that are done. What is the most damaging form of identity theft?
Actually, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. I think that to me, the most damaging form right now is really medical. Thieves really want to get your social security number and your address. Once they obtain that, and in many different ways, whether it be from a old application you put out or, I mean, I know with Hurricane Sandy, millions of people's information is all spread off across the East Coast, kind of real graphic way to get it, but once your information is out there and it's irretrievable, thieves will take that information and will use it to either get driver's licenses, healthcare, goods or services. And you want to really just protect yourself from that. So looking for a service that offers restoration or can stop that is the biggest part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of companies vary. I mean, when you get into their identity theft, there's a lot of competitors out there. And Legal Shield, which I am very familiar with, I actually do use Legal Shield. And there was a reason that I select the company after looking at a few others. And it was just that. It was resolution versus restoration.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when this happens, if it happens to somebody, what then happens?
Sure, really good question.
So what goes on with Legal Shield, or let our listeners out there know?
Yeah, sure. So basically, when it comes to an identity theft program, you want to mainly look at, like you said, so you're smart to do that, look at resolution versus restoration. Resolution is basically a lot of companies will offer a program that will help you resolve it, which means that they'll help you put credit freezes on your account or just kind of like a do-it-yourself way to restore your identity, which you can do without their help. Actually, it's very simple. However, the main bulk of identity theft, like I said, 83% of it, needs a restoration, which is where Legal Shield, what we do, we've actually partnered with Kroll, which is the number one least risk management firm there is. They work with kings and queens, government agencies, they're headed by people who are former LAPD, New York City, police force captains. So what they do is they actually offer full restoration service. It usually does cost more, but what that gets for the end user like myself is that when our identity does get breached and someone uses it for, let's say, medical or to get a new car or to, I don't know, get a new license, they actually have the type of tools to find out what happened, when it happened, how it happened, and then to help restore your identity with the help of an attorney so that you can get your identity back restored the way it was prior to this all happening. For people like myself, we don't have access to the type of software, the type of experience in the field of really investigating and find out how this happened, how to prevent it. Kroll does. That was the main factor when I chose to go with Kroll or go with Legal Shield, was really seeing that they had a partnership with them versus the other companies that were out there.
And the fact that it's restoration, not just resolution. They don't just contact you and say your identity has been stolen. And once again, I'm here with George Benton with Legal Shield. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out more about Legal Shield and why they may be the best fit for you for identity theft protection. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to ResourceOneImplants.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, with the busiest shopping time of the year right here now, we are talking about identity theft. How do you protect yourself? You do not want to become one of the 10 million victims that were their identity was stolen this year. And I'm here with George Benton, and he is an independent associate and a small business specialist with Legal Shield. And Legal Shield is a company that offers identity theft protection, and they do a restoration benefit versus a resolution. And this is very important, a very important distinction if you're looking at identity theft companies, because they will take it a further step and make sure that your identity is completely restored. Right, George?
Correct. Very, very, very. Said it perfectly. Correct.
I have a really important question, though. What if somebody has had a pre-existing stolen identity? Is there a limit with Legal Shield?
Great question. So with, if someone has a pre-existing condition going on that they know about, they're like, okay, now I need to get this taken care of. The benefit that they get with working with Legal Shield versus, let's say, any other attorney or any other company is that they'll automatically, as a member, members get 25% discount on any kind of legal matters. So for if you came to me right now and said, hey, this has been going on for a year, I need to get help. Like a friend of mine recently, her boyfriend stole her identity and her kid's identity, and she needs to get help to restore it. So she would automatically get 25% discount with taking care of the matters that she needs to do to get restored. So that's a huge savings right off the top.
Now, if somebody signs on with you, and George, the number to get in touch with George is 312-498-2061, and they signed on with you, how fast does this identity theft protection go into play?
Oh, sure. Good question. As soon as the paperwork submitted, it starts. When I first signed up, I was really a customer at first, and then when I found out more about the value of it, I started using it. So my service started right away. Let me kind of take it to the step of how it looks with my with our company as well as with everyone else's. When you sign up for identity theft protection, what normally happens is you automatically get credit monitoring. So when things ping on your credit, you'll be able to see what's going on and if that was accurate or not. If it's not accurate, you can report it and then get that matter taken care of. Like I said earlier, though, the bulk of the identity theft victims they pretty much target on medical, goods and services, or driver's license. So a lot of those things, no matter how advanced your monitoring system is, it won't pick that up. So then you're looking at, okay, there's 83% of the stuff that's going to happen that you can't guard yourself against. So when you move down start looking at companies, you look at, okay, great. Given that this is more than likely my information is already out there, how do I guard myself? You see there's about three companies that offer restoration versus resolution. And the three that offer restoration, let's look at those. You want to make sure that you have a licensed investigator who has background and experience actually doing this work, which separates Legal Shield apart from any other company. Not only do we have that, we have the world's best at doing that. Kroll has got really famous for finding secret hidden accounts of Saddam Hussein, the Marcos brothers, Enron scandal. It's that type of security that people are getting access to for a price that is just, to me, almost too good to be true. So that's really the main thing I saw, you know, for my family and for myself. I wanted to make sure they had restoration services so that when it does happen in these blind areas, they had more than what it was needed to take care of themselves and be protected.
Yeah, Kroll Background America, they're a very, very efficient company. Now, within a period of time, I would think that they, once they get your release or your signed power of attorney, do they issue fraud alerts to some of the main main places like the Social Security Administration, or do they work with the FTC on this?
Really good question. So what's really great is that actually Kroll will work. You have a licensed investigator assigned to you, and that person will work one-on-one with you, updating you every step of the way, or updating your attorney every step of the way. So I think I'm sure I followed your question correctly.
Do they issue those fraud alerts?
The fraud alerts, great question. Fraud alerts will be issued to one. Let's say if it's a credit identity theft. We'll issue it to one company, which their job is to report to the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the consumer, and if you don't mind if I say this, you know, focusing just on the credit part is probably the worst part to really look at it, because there's just so many ways that people really want to steal your identity. There was an article in the Chicago Tribune, October 2009, where a lady had gotten someone else's identity just for the pain that she was receiving, to deal with the pain that she was receiving from some health issues, and racked up about $500,000 in medical bills, and got caught and would say, "Listen, I understand I did this wrong. It wasn't the right thing to do, but the pain I was living with was just unbearable. I had to do something."
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at it like that, it's not so much regarding your credit or putting credit frauds or fraud alerts or credit freezes or even blocking your credit altogether. It's really just being responsible for the other areas of your life that people want to get access to use for their benefit.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, I think it's lack of education. People think identity theft protection, it's all about credit. It is not.
Oh,
it
no.
is about the whole big picture. Well, George, real quick, we got about 15 seconds here. Give us your tip of the day.
Sure. Get Legal Shield. Get it through me. Protect yourself. All the best for the holiday season.
And your number, George's number, is 312-498-2061. And you can also email George at gbenton73@legalshield.com. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to be right back. This is Susan Wacky, your host. Hi, this is Susan Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Hello and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host of Aging Info Radio, and protect your identity. Really follow your gut and take the advice of my guest today. And I can't say enough about Legal Shield for identity theft. Because they look at the whole picture, I highly, highly recommend them. Once again, my guest, you can call George at 312-498-2061. He will answer all your questions and definitely protect yourself and be aware as you're out there shopping the busiest time of the year. And if you are one of the 65 million caregivers and you've crossed that threshold, especially with the holidays, and you need to hire home care, you can call Partners in Senior Care for your geriatric care management and home care service needs. Call 847-548-1330 or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. And My Senior Neighborhood is a place you want to be if you're a business professional, service, or healthcare provider. As the neighborhood is being built and starts to grow, contact Larry Hanover at 847-466-1800 or go to myseniorneighborhood.com. And let's see, my paws pooch of the week. Yes, Daisy, that's right. Mackie. Mackie, a female 10-week-old border collie puppy. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or pawschicago.org. And, of course, Mackie is waiting with her paws crossed to give you unconditional love. And, you know, keep in mind, too, with the holidays, a pet is a great gift if someone is wanting one and can really take care of them. You can put a big red bow on Mackie. And, once again, paws is 773-935-7296. And Aging Info Radio can help you find any resources or referrals you need in the aging, boomer, senior, or elder care industry. Give us a call at 866-560-3965 or email info at aginginforadio.com. If you've missed any of our show or past shows, we do podcast all of them shortly after we air on our website, and we list our guest contact information. We also have pictures of them, and if you've heard any of the commercials are on our sponsor pages, and those are our highly, highly credible sponsors. And we have our guests already scheduled into February with some really great shows and guests, so check them out. Once again, our website is aginginforadio.com. And I recently attended a Will You Outlive Your Retirement Savings workshop presented by John O'Connor and Dana Roman, and it is so interesting. Take an hour, have a great lunch, and give them a call at 847-274-2681. John O'Connor is a safe money advisor, and he helps people make the most out of their savings. And I just want to thank my guest today, Robert Siciliano. Robert and George Benton, for their wisdom on keeping our identity safe. And once again, their contact information will be posted at aginginforadio.com. And thank you to my listeners, our highly reputable sponsors, Debbie Schreiner, my awesome technical programmer at AM560 WIND. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday morning. So stay right here at AM560 for Earn It, Keep It, Grow with Kathleen and Kathy. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.